Hello, this is Richard Martin of The Wake Up Call, a twice-weekly podcast broadcast every Monday and Friday from Malaysia. It is Friday, January the 10th, 2020. I have been broadcasting my podcast for the last 14 years, the first 9 of which I was featured on Progressive Radio Network. For the past 40 years, I have been involved in the investment industry. My show deals with economic and financial affairs of interest to the general public. And the reason you should listen to my shows is that there is a lot of information contained in them which you will simply never, ever encounter in the regular media. In particular, I am totally persuaded that each and every one of you should emigrate away from the United States without delay. I discuss the ramifications of this constantly on my shows, and again, you will hear concepts you have undoubtedly never encountered before. What you are listening to now is a synopsis of my show for today's broadcast, which is sent out to my donating listeners. If you would like to receive a full recording of my shows, please click on the Donate button. You will find this on my Podbean page, over to the left, under the heading Links. Please click on it and follow the instructions. You will receive 2 one-hour shows a week, and your donation will be automatically deducted from your card on a recurring basis every 3 months, which can be cancelled simply by emailing me that you no longer wish to support the show. The suggested donation is $70, but I leave it to your discretion as to how much you wish to contribute. The minimum is $35 a quarter. Please listen to the end of this synopsis of today's show, and if you like what you have heard, I will give you details on how you can obtain 3 free shows. So let's have a look to see what we have with the momentous news that's just come out about the United States interfering in other people's lives. So, what can I tell you? The assassination is actually an act of geopolitical suicide by the United States. I must tell you that even if Iran has vowed harsh retaliation, Washington has really empowered its nemesis. It is the stupidest thing they could possibly have done. Anyway, we'll talk in some detail about that to begin the show. Then I have a little profile on Vladimir Putin. Not very long, but certainly with all that's going on, he deserves a look in. At least I think he does. Then I'm going to talk a little bit about how empires are built. I'm going to be concentrating strictly on the Roman Empire, the Spanish Empire, and the British Empire, and then how the US eventually took over. Of course, they'd never had an empire. The Americans always love to think they have or had an empire, but they never really got their feet wet. They didn't go down into the trenches and really take part in the daily lives of these people and try to help them and give them a legal framework or a commercial framework. It wasn't anything that could be described as an empire that the United States has ever done, with the possible exception, of course, of the Philippines and maybe Puerto Rico, but the Philippines example ended very badly rather quickly, so I think most people would prefer to forget about that. Then I have some helpful advice about how to talk about these things I talk about on my show, some of the more esoteric things you might want to leave out, especially if you're on a hot date. But basically, just a few hopefully helpful words of advice. And then a very short piece, a couple of minutes, on the benefits of meditation. I might do a longer piece on that at some point, but just for today, I thought I would introduce you to the concept. Then we have our weekly bad news Boeing segment, which always gives me something new to say every time I talk about it, and today is no exception. Then I shall talk some more about Trump's stock in trade, which of course is bullying. Doesn't get him very far, but it's useful to talk about it anyway. Then really we need to discuss whether these are the good times, like everybody says, or whether they really are nightmarish times for most people. So we shall conclude the show with a discussion of really where we stand. And for those of you who are exploring the idea of becoming patrons of the Wake Up Call, I will, as I said, upon demand, individually, gladly email you 3 free shows so that you can sample the content of information that I provide in these twice weekly broadcasts. Just send me an email, please, and in the subject line, write something like sample shows, and I'll take care of the rest. And I do hope that after listening to the free shows, you will choose to become a paying patron and support the show and my efforts in helping me bring vital and important information to you that will help you make sense of these economically and politically unstable times that we're all living in. Anyway, feel free, select any 3 shows from my Podbean page archives, and if you don't have any preferences, I would highly recommend the latest 3 because they discuss the issues of the day, and since they will be fresh in your mind, it'll give you more of an insight into where I'm coming from. So there you are. Let me now finish with my contact information, starting with my email, which you will need to ask for the 3 shows. rwlmartin1@aol.com. Let me repeat that. My initials rwlmartin1@aol.com. Then I have a Facebook and a Twitter page. My Facebook I haven't updated it as much as I really should do, but it does tend to take in some comments which are a little too short for the show, but I think you should know them anyway. And that's free. Just go to www.facebook.com/RichardMartinsWakeUpCall. All lowercase, one word, no spaces, no punctuation. Richard Martin's Wake Up Call. Okay? And the Twitter page I have to take the one-liners. You know, you're only allowed X number of letters, so I just make them, hey, one-liners, off-the-cuff comments. Go to www.twitter.com/RMWakeUpCall. Again, all one word, lowercase, no spaces, no punctuation. R for Richard, M for Martin. RM Wake-Up Call. Ladies and gentlemen, I wish you a wonderful weekend. This is Richard Martin, and I will be back with another synopsis of the Wake-Up Call on Monday. So until then, take care. Bye-bye for now.